The following is a presentation of the Redskins Broadcast Network.
Ago, who could have thought that coming out of Cleveland, the Redskins would have the lead in the NFC East? Victory formation for Kirk Cousins and the Redskins. The Redskins take possession of the NFC East lead with two games to go. Victorious in Cleveland, 38-21.
That's how it ended last week. Redskins win their fifth straight, looking for number six tomorrow in Philadelphia. Welcome to Mike Shanahan Coaches Show. I'm Larry Michael. This, of course, Charles Mann. This is the head coach of the Redskins, Mike Shanahan, and Coach Kirk Cousins got the job done for you last week. Robert Griffin III did not play. Will he be ready to go tomorrow?
Yeah, Friday he had a great practice. There was no setbacks, and should be 100% ready to go.
Kirk got the job done last week. He got the ball to a lot of different receivers and ended up with great results. How satisfied were you with the passing game?
Well, I felt very good with Kirk going into the game. You know, he's a guy that has showed a lot of poise since he's been here. He's really a student of the game. He gives himself every opportunity to be successful, and you just don't know how someone's going to react on the road, and especially in that environment. But he handled himself as good as you could ask a rookie to do.
Great play fakes by Kirk. Great distribution of the football, and the wide receivers all figured into it last week.
They really don't know who they're going to try to take away with this type of team. You know, they run a few different coverages, and Kirk was able to find the open receiver the majority of the time.
Had a little trouble at the beginning of the game. You went kind of generic, and then you started the play action.
Well, what we did is we had some penalties. You know, we had a five-yard penalty. We had 2 5-yard runs. Should have been a first down, and all of a sudden you get a penalty, and now you're working behind the eight ball, and you go into an environment like that, especially a team that's very good on third downs, and you really put your football team in a tough situation when you make those mistakes early.
Coach, your defense taking a step up. Statistically, you know, not the greatest of numbers, but the big plays are coming, a couple of picks. What's been the difference for your defense here in the stretch?
Well, I think you said it. You got to have some turnovers, and we had 2 turnovers at the start of the second half, and we turned them into 14 points. And when your defense can do that, especially as Rob Jackson intercepts the ball right here and he takes it to the 15-yard line, all of a sudden instead of a 14-10 game, it's a 17-14 game, and you're able to get touchdowns instead of field goal. Big difference in the game.
Who is Rob Jackson? I mean, this guy is coming on. He's having a phenomenal stretch.
You know, Rob has done a great job. The thing that I like about Rob is he did such a great job on the scout team going against our offense the first year. And I said, hey, there's something special to this guy. I said, this guy can beat anybody. And he's proven with a lot of hard work and given the opportunity that he can be a difference maker out there.
Congratulations to Rob Jackson, the birth of a baby daughter.
Uh-huh.
And the name of the daughter?
Is London. Yeah.
How about that? That's something special.
12 ounces.
You know, while the Redskins have really done a good job with these turnovers, Coach, and that you're to be commended in the top 5 all season long in turnover ratio, it's been a different story for Philly. That's been one of their issues. Last week, gave it up 5 times. What do you see when you watch tape about the Eagles?
Well, like you said, it's usually the difference in a team winning, getting in the playoffs and not getting in the playoffs. And once you get in the playoffs and you look at the stats every year, usually that turnover ratio determines who's going to be Super Bowl champs. And that's something that we're very poor the first couple of years. And offensively, I think right now we're tied for first, and defensively we're 9th. Collectively, and we're 4th, I believe, 4th or 5th. But you know, that's what you got to do. You got to protect the football, and you got to get turnovers. And if you do that, then you got a chance to do something special.
You're playing against a young quarterback. When you're playing against a young quarterback, obviously your mindset is you want to get to this guy early and disrupt him.
What you like to do, and I think Larry was alluding to this, is, you know, you got to put him in a one-dimensional game. You know, if your team has turned the football over, which they have been, regardless on how good you are, it's hard to win. That's why they're 4 wins and 10 losses, is because of the turnover ratio, because they're a very, very talented football team. And all you have to do is watch film and take a look at all their number ones and how athletic they are. And, you know, they've stopped themselves a number of times, and we got to keep on working on that formula, getting turnovers and preventing turnovers.
You know, you got a guy as electrifying as Robert Griffin III, doesn't play in a game. There's still a focus on him on the sidelines, and he was a great teammate. He was encouraging Kirk the entire time, but how hungry was Robert this week to get back to work and get back to what he does, which is play the quarterback position in an outstanding way?
Well, you know what? The thing that you loved about Robert is the week before, you know, he's telling his teammates he's going to play. And if we would have let him play, he would have played in the game. And that kind of gives you an idea what type of mindset he has. He's got an LCL, and the doctor's saying, hey, in his best interest, you can't play him. Well, you know, Robert's still with the mindset now that, hey, I owe it to my teammates to be out there. I'm going to be out there because you're out there for me. And that's how you're elected captain, you know, your first year as a quarterback. People see that, how he handles himself, how he wants to play. He wants to make a difference. And they don't forget when guys want to play when they're hurt or injured in Robert's case.
Coach, do you talk playoffs with your team?
We talked about this a long time ago that, you know, we're going to focus on each practice each day. And if we can take care of business, then at the end of the season, we got a chance to do something special to reach our goals. But, you know, we're not talking about anything except we control our own destiny. So let's work on Philly. We know we're going to get their best shot. They've got one goal in mind, and that's to keep us obviously out of the division, hopefully to them not winning the division and playing us and the Giants two games back to back. That's going to be their battle cry.
1 o'clock kickoff in Philly tomorrow. The Redskins and Eagles. It's a big, big game. Up next, the coach breaks down the plays from Cleveland on the Mike Shanahan Coaches Show.
It's awesome. You know, we came back from the bye with one mission, and that's the mission that we're still on. You know, we control our destiny, and we did what we were supposed to do. We won, and that's what we have to continue to do, and guys can't get happy now. We still got one game and then another game after that.
Now, while you don't talk about the playoffs, and obviously the team is on a playoff run right now, two games to go, do you look at the scoreboard? Do you have a chance at all during the game to look up at the out-of-town scores, or do you just say, I'm going to wait till after the game?
It all depends on the game. Sometimes you'll look up the scoreboard and you'll see a score, and then you go right back to the game. So inadvertently, sometimes just looking at the scoreboard, you see a score, and you know, you happen to see the Giants score. They were down very quickly last week, and right. You know, you always smile a little bit, but you know, you got to take care of your business.
Well, you know what? A few weeks ago, the coach came up to us and he said, you know what? Do you think the fans would like to see me break down some video? And you know what? We love it. I know the fans love it. Here's the coach's tape breakdown.
This is starting the second half. It's 2nd and 9 right here. They give a little play-action pass. You can see on the play-action, we have D. Hall and London Fletcher blitzing the quarterback. And what you have right here is you got Perry Riley, and you got Rob Jackson eyeballing the quarterback. And Rob is looking at the quarterback, and he sees he's going to throw right here to this crossing route that DJ has man-to-man. Quarterback doesn't see him, does a great job picking it off, and then get about an extra 15 yards after the catch. Good job with ball security. You got to make sure after you catch it, we don't turn it back over. Big play for the defense in the second half. Here's another play right here. They do a good job with the play action of selling run and have the fullback coming back and sealing the outside linebacker. When they do this, the quarterback goes straight back, and what he's trying to do is get the ball over London Fletcher's head on this crossing route. You can see the corner goes with the wide receiver trying to occupy the free safety. The free safety comes over here. And Wing gets a little bit of pressure, throws a little bit earlier than he wants. And London does a great job of being in the right place in his hook zone. Excellent job of catching the ball. Another big turnover in the second half. This is our 5th series. We couldn't get things going. And so we start with a boot. Good play action fake right here by Kirk and Alfred Morris. Kirk breaks containment. And what he's doing is he's taking a look at this tight end. The free safety starts to jump him. And he's got the middle of the field right here. Kirk sees that free safety come over here, get out of the middle of the field. He knows he's got Hankerson behind. Excellent throw right here, 45 yards down the field on the rope, and hits Hankerson in stride. And you can see by this play action, it takes a safety out on the sideline because Pierre's hanging on the sideline right here, which lets Kirk know that he's got that one-on-one coverage. Big play, touchdown, obviously first touchdown that we had. Here's another big play. Right here, it's 3rd down and 3. You can see Cleveland's defense is in a full blitz. They think we're going to run the football. We take Hankerson right here. This number 23, Hayden, has a man-to-man. But with this fake, there's a little hesitation. And you can see Santana Moss is going to try to work up the field. And 23 runs right into Santana, who has Hankerson man-to-man. If that, for some reason, is not open, we're going to get Garcon on the crossing route here. And obviously, with a full-out blitz, number 21, Patterson, comes for Kirk. And he does a great job stepping back, knowing that Hankerson's going to be free in the flat. Instead of having 3 points, it's 7 points. Big turning point in the game. Here's another situation. We're up by 10 points. We got 1st and 4 in the 4. When you're up by 10 points, big difference. You can't settle for a field goal and make it 13 points. You got to go up by 17 so you can make it a three-possession game. Right here, our offensive line does an excellent job running our signature zone play. You can see what a great job they do. Here's Corey Lichtensteiger hooking that three technique, then coming back when he plays the backside, pushes him back. You can see Evan Reisser take it into the end zone. Excellent blocked right here. Reisser, obviously, not touched. Here's another situation here. We're up by 10. We can't settle for a field goal, or since makes it two touchdowns, obviously we're down by one. So our guys have got to find a way to get in the end zone. What happens here is Josh Morgan comes inside right here. We're going to run just a signature zone play, and you can see everybody is up on the line of scrimmage. Josh is going to block this safety right here, and we're going to let that corner make the play. They're not the better tacklers. You can see Hankerson is going to go right at this free safety to block him, and he thinks he's going to come back to the outside, and we're going to let this corner free. And you can see Alfred Morris makes that corner miss. He didn't want to tackle anybody anyhow. We're blocking the safety right here. And the only guy that's free on the field is that safety. Comes back, and he hits Alfred, obviously, in a two-yard line. He just runs it in the end zone. Again, the difference between 3 points and 4 points, big difference there going up by 17 instead of 10.
I promise you, you won't see that anyplace else other than the Mike Shanahan Coach's Show. Coach, well done. Alfred Morris, I mean, he has exceeded everybody's expectations. How about you?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When he first ran in that first preseason game, I was smiling after the game. I said, we got somebody special. I mean, you could see right from the first touch that he was going to go down by the first guy. And that doesn't always happen. And he's got the elusiveness to make people miss. He's got the power to run over people. He's got the right attitude. And you just, you know, love the kid's success, and he wants the ball every time, which is fantastic.
You know what? Before this year and watching the coach's tape breakdown, I only thought the real solid wide receiver that blocks people down the field was Art Monk. I mean, he was one of a kind during his era. I see every one of your wide receivers getting blocks down the field.
Well, once they understand, I know at San Francisco I was fortunate enough to have Jerry Rice and John Taylor. At Denver, you get guys like Ed McCaffrey and Rod Smith. These guys are very smart players, and they understand with a good running game sets up a good play-action game. And if they take pride in blocking for the running backs, that offensive line and the running backs will take pride in the protection. It gives them a chance to get some big plays and be able to go one-on-one. And if you want a balanced offense, you have to have those wide receivers take as much pride in blocking as they do receiving. And it just works. Everybody feeds off each other. And I think that's what you see right now. We've got a lot of guys making plays in the passing game, but every one of our guys is blocking. And I think that is set up with Pierre coming back the second half of the season, kind of setting a standard, and our receivers playing at a different level in the second half than the first half.
You know, while the Redskins are on a five-game winning streak, Charles Mann has won once this year with a commentary.
What?
Let's see. You've done last week pretty good. Let's see if he makes it two in a row next on the Mike Shanahan Coaches Show.
Going into Philly is always hard. You know, they're going to play hard. They're going to fight hard. Those guys, you know, are NFL players. They have a lot of jobs on the line, so they're going to give everything they have. If this is their last home game, they're going to play as hard as, you know, we're going to get their best.
Pierre Garçon talking about what's coming up tomorrow for the Redskins' 1 o'clock kickoff, the Redskins at Philadelphia. Time for us to fire up the Bob's Discount Furniture hot seat. And Charles Mann, it's time for One Man's View.
All right. Well, there's always a point in the season where something happens to spark, and that spark can be a negative spark or a positive spark. This team was 3-6 just 6 weeks ago, and all of a sudden, we're on a five-game winning streak. So what happened? I believe it's the young blood on this team. This young team has decided to press on and to make something happen. And I don't think it's the veterans on this team. I think it's the young guys, starting with Robert Griffin III and all the other players that are added on there, Coach, that is making the difference on this team.
Well, you better have leadership at the veteran level, and you better have leadership at the younger level if you want to be successful in this league. I've been pleased because the second half of the season, we've had some young guys really playing at a high level. And the veteran players, you can see their leadership because they demand perfection in practice. And when you got the veterans that are demanding and the young guys following with a lot of ability, and we've got a lot of ability in this class, then good things usually happen. And you can talk about a 3-6 football team, but we weren't a 3-6 football team. We were in record, but you're not number one in rushing, not number one in yards per attempt, not number one in turnovers, without doing some good things to get you to that point. And our players really believe that, hey, you know, we're better than our record shows, and they're proving it right now.
Kind of, sort of, pretty good commentary this week, I think. Maybe not 100%.
Kind of, sort of. You don't want to give me any credit.
Well, I mean, you got to look to guys like Lennon Fletcher, Stephen Bowen. Barry Cofield has been kind of it's sometimes a vocal leader for you after games. You guys have not over-celebrated. You and I have talked about that. And Cofield has addressed the team on more than one occasion.
Well, you got Barry Cofield is an unbelievable leader. You get Stephen Bowen. You get, obviously, we've talked about London time and time again, but, you know, you get two guys like that that are voted captain at the midway point, and you see why they're voted captain. You know, they're natural leaders. They play at a very high level. And one of the reasons we've had the success we've had in the second half is their leadership. You know, they're demanding, but they go out there and perform. You know, even a guy like Stephen Bowen right now has got a torn bicep tendon. And it would surprise me if he's not willing, you know, he's not ready to play this weekend, because he's got that type of mindset. He's going to do the best for this football team and help it win.
Offensive line there's been a question, even coming into the season, whether this offensive line would be able to protect RG3. This offensive line has been intact most of the season, but there's some people dinged up. Are we going to see the same offensive line this weekend?
Well, if you take a guy like Jordan Black, he comes in the second half and everybody says, hey, you lose your right tackle. And we score 4 touchdowns out of 5 possessions. That's what you expect people to step up and play at a high level like Jordan did. Or when Montgomery goes down and Corey Lichtensteiger comes over and Hurt's got to play the left guard position, he goes in there and performs. And that's what you have to have. You have to have a little bit of depth. We've got some more depth this year. And it gives you a chance to hopefully not skip a beat. It happens sometimes, but you expect guys to play at a certain level.
Do we just hear Coach Mike Shanahan say we have depth on the offensive line?
Well, I've been talking about it all year, and the young guys have not even had to play yet. Guys like Laribis and Geddes, and they're getting valuable practice experience, but they're going to be ready if you need them.
Oh, they're ready. They're ready. I promise you. We've got some talent right there and those two young men and Compton, and that's what you got to have. You got to have in the National Football League, because you never know when you're going to lose one or two, or like last year, we lost 4 in 2 games.
All right, so Redskins' 80th anniversary, and recently Richie Pettibone, Charles's coach, was named one of the greatest Redskins of all time. As we go to break, let's check out Richie. Redskins Legacy brought to you by Geico.
10 for 80, the 80 greatest Redskins of all time, presented by Geico. After a playing career as an all-pro safety, Richie Pettibone etched his name with the all-time greats as the defensive guru of the Redskins Super Bowl teams. He's only one of 3 Redskins who have taken part in the team's 5 Super Bowl appearances. On the Redskins' 80th anniversary, Geico salutes Richie Pettibone, who joins the 80 greatest Redskins of all time.
We're back to Mike Shanahan Coach's Show. Before we go to the fan questions, Coach, the NFC East game's kind of backloaded into the season this year. For the Redskins, it's kind of worked out. Do you like that?
Well, I do this year.
That's right.
I mean, anytime you got some young guys just learning the system, you would like that extra time before you go into the division.
All right, time for fan questions for the coach, brought to you by KFC, and Charles has one via video.
I do. Katie from Virginia with a video question. Katie?
Hey, Coach. I'm Katie from Fairfax. I just wanted to see what a typical Shanahan Christmas was like. Go Skins!
Well, thank you, Katie. Well, during the season, it's not a normal Christmas because you're getting ready for a game. So Monday and Tuesday, we have a normal preparation, getting ready for Dallas like we would during the regular season. But what I try to do is get the coaches out of here around 6 o'clock on Monday. You know, we start very early. And then on Tuesday morning for Christmas with the kids, the coaches that do have kids, we let them stay somewhere around noon in the morning so they get a chance to spend some time with the family, and we go pretty late on Tuesday night. But we've got a job to do. We've got a lot at stake, and so Christmas is a little bit different than in most households.
You have to comment, though, on your families, the wives, your wife, Peggy. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be a coach's wife, I mean, it takes a special person, doesn't it?
No, it does. It's very time-consuming, but they understand, during the season that we really don't have holidays, but we try to celebrate the holidays when we're not in football season. So there's a time that, we get a chance to enjoy it, but, you know, this time during the season, there's a lot at stake. So you try to get a little bit in, but you can't do too much, obviously.
Christmas in June on the beach with some sun and no snow for Mike Shanahan. All right, for the coach and Charles Mann, I'm Larry Michael. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next week on NBC4.